Well, now to the coronavirus outbreak. There are at least 11 deaths in the U.S. from COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus. And California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency after the state saw the first death outside of Washington state. Here he is speaking yesterday.
This proclamation, I want to point out, is not about money. It's about resourcefulness. It's about our ability to just add tools to the toolkit.
Well, Newsom said the person who died, a resident of Placer County in Northern California, had been on a cruise ship, and now that ship, the Grand Princess, is being held off the coast, health officials not allowing it to return to port in San Francisco until passengers and crew have been tested. Ted Goldberg is senior news editor at KQED in San Francisco. Ted, what else is the governor saying about the coronavirus situation in California?
Well, broadly, they revealed yesterday that there are now 53 confirmed cases of the new coronavirus. And yesterday, when the governor was describing the different elements of the emergency proclamation, he talked about what kinds of things would be what kind of effect it would have. In other words, if you get a test for the new coronavirus and you have Medi-Cal, he says you should be reimbursed for it. If you have Medicare, you should be reimbursed. If you have a private health care plan, it's considered an essential benefit. And you should get reimbursed. But the focus now really is this cruise ship that is off the coast of actually Monterey Bay, which is it's about 100 miles off the coast of Monterey Bay, which is south of San Francisco. And currently we understand that the Coast Guard should be delivering new tests to people the cruise ship to give people some tests, because already they're saying that some people on the ship have experienced flu-like symptoms.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. We know the person from Northern California who died had been on the ship last month, got off in San Francisco. Reportedly, this was an elderly person who had underlying health conditions. But as you say, other passengers who got off the ship have returned home. We're reading in the LA Times about a couple in Pennsylvania, for instance, who'd been on the ship showing symptoms. Now they're in home quarantine. So concerns there. They had to have traveled back to Pennsylvania to be in quarantine. And then you have people on board showing symptoms. Tell us more about what we know there.
So there are a number of people who were on the original Grand Princess cruise ship trip from San Francisco to Mexico, and then this latest trip. So there are people who are on both trips. Mm-hmm. Those people and a number of crew members will be the first ones to get these kinds of tests. What we do know is from a couple of government agencies about two people that were on the first trip. The first one is the person you mentioned in Placer County. That person, they describe going to the hospital on February 27th. So that was about 6 days after they arrived in San Francisco. The people who came in contact with that person, healthcare workers at a hospital and emergency responders, they've been placed in quarantine. There is another person who lives in Sonoma County, which is in wine country. We learned earlier this week that they were also on the same trip, that they also have come down with the virus, and that they're trying to find out who that person had contact with. The only information we have about other people who may have come in contact with the public is from that Los Angeles Times article mm-hmm. describing people who are learning for the first time that they were on a ship where this virus has been detected, and mm-hmm. sort of recounting, oh, I was here and I was there and I was feeling like I had allergies. I guess it might be something else.
Yeah. Look, the thinking after a ship was quarantined off Japan, we remember that, was that that was the wrong thing to do because people infected each other. We know the plan in California, as you said, is to keep the ship there till everyone's tested. How long will that be until people can get off?
Well, Governor Newsom said yesterday that the test kits will be taken to a lab in Richmond. This is a city east of San Francisco. He said that the results should come out in a matter of hours. I think that the timeline on that will probably expand, because at this point we've not been able to get confirmation from the Coast Guard that they've actually delivered the tests. The company that owns the cruise ship, they say that their folks are the ones that are going to be actually conducting the tests. So I'm not expecting us to learn this afternoon that a certain number of people on that ship have the virus, but you never know at this point.
Well, it sounds like, because not everyone in the state has been tested yet, still the thinking has to be wash hands, don't touch your face. Ted Goldberg, senior news editor at KQED, thank you.
Thank you.